Welcome back to my podcast, everybody. We are going to be talking about the Silk Road. What countries were involved in the Silk Road training network? 1. China. 2. Egypt. And 3. India. That's all that I know at the top of my head. Second question coming in. What goods were traded on the route? Let's see. Oh, silk, fireworks, bacterium, camels, fur, and porcelain is all that I could think of right now. Oh, another text message coming in by Daniel Gay. Oh, what challenges and dangers and difficulties were there? Oh, there was deserts, you could get dust clouds, you could get lost from your direction, and if something you ride dies or gets stuck, you're in the middle of nowhere. And 3. I'm at 4. Yeah, 4. You will miss your family terribly, because if you had a family with kids, if you're volunteering to go out there, you may never come back because you might get lost. Yeah, you might get lost. Well, here's a question that I came up by myself. So, explain the process of how goods spread from one place to another. Yeah, I thought of this myself, and I think they traded by walking, riding horses, and bacterium camels. Our sponsorship number 2 coming in from www.nflnation.com/TeagleJellyLayups. Warriors are the best team in the league.com. Influence of civilizations on each other. Religions, cultural, technology, and language. Well, they probably didn't know what they were saying. Had trouble communicating of what they were going to trade. Probably had people that could speak different languages go out, but it'd be hard because they didn't know what to say or what to do, because they'll be like, "That's a minute of Mexico." I just made that up. Yeah. Instead of the Silk Road, what methods are used to get products and ideas from one location to another in today's world? 1, you have airplanes. 2, you have trains. 3, you have ships. 4, you have mailman. What things were made in different locations that we did not have in the U.S. if we were not to trade? Clothes, paper, and fireworks. What cultural, religions, or technology ideas that spread on the Silk Road have the biggest impact on history? Explain your thinking and reasoning. Paper, because they could write on it and keep track of what they had to do. Which goods traded along the Silk Road that had the greatest impact on history, either good or bad? Explain your thinking and reasoning. Buddhism is good because people wanted to be one with the Buddhism to learn how to be calm when they are very angry or under a lot of pressure.